Thank you very much. Good morning. My name is Jerry Kaminsky. I'm a professor at UCLA School of Public Health, and I'm going to be talking today about the topic of my, or I should say the title of my presentation is Issues in Designing a Health Insurance Program for Bermuda's Seniors, Evidence from the Future Care Program. This is a project that I was involved in last year that resulted in a proposal that was adopted by the Bermuda government to establish the foundations for an insurance program in Bermuda that's similar to the Medicare program in the United States. Let's see, I need to put this in presentation mode, I think. Okay. But before I continue with my presentation, let me just disclose that I served as a consultant on this project for Curon Shares of America, which is a for-profit consulting firm based here in the States, which was responsible for contracting with the government of Bermuda to conduct the study and to develop recommendations for the design and implementation of the Future Care Program. Let me just briefly summarize the health insurance status of Bermuda's elderly prior to the adoption of this Future Care Program and provide some sort of the vital and basic background for why this program is necessary. The government continues to require, and this has not changed as a result of this program, the government continues to require all insurers to offer a standard hospital benefit and subsidizes about 85% of the total cost of this benefit for seniors. So basically, Bermuda is a private insurance market that is with employer mandates. So all employers are required for their employees to contribute 50% of the cost of health insurance, and the workers contribute the other 50%. But much like the United States prior to the enactment of the Medicare program in 1965, once seniors retire, once individuals retire in Bermuda, basically health insurance goes away. You're on your own and you buy insurance in a private market. There are three private companies that sell health insurance in Bermuda. And then there's a health insurance plan for former government employees. As a result, a large percentage of Bermuda's seniors go uninsured or have minimal insurance. The standard hospital benefit is a requirement for all insurance companies. So at a minimum, companies must offer the standard hospital benefit. They can offer benefits in addition, but this is basically a floor. Think about it that way. This floor benefit is required of all insurance policies and is included in the policies that workers get. For the elderly, this minimal benefit, as I've indicated here, is basically subsidized directly. So hospitals, I should say, the hospital in Bermuda is paid directly. And of course, I'll talk about this a little bit more in a minute. There is off-island care as well, because clearly not all tertiary care services can be provided on the island of Bermuda. So about 50% of seniors prior to the recommendations for and the establishment of Future Care, about 50% of seniors purchased comprehensive insurance through these three private insurers. About 10% were covered by the government retiree health plan. These are former government workers who do continue to get health insurance once they retire from the government. And then about 35% of seniors purchased a basic health insurance plan, which was offered by the government. It's called HIP, or was called HIP. And HIP is basically the standard hospital benefit, which is required of all plans, plus a little bit of additional benefits, but extremely limited additional benefits. Basically, four doctor's office visits a year, a limited prescription drug benefit up to $1,200 a year. And in addition, recently some dental benefits were added to the HIP package. In 2009, the monthly premium for this HIP insurance was about $201 a month. And so the 35% of seniors who purchase this policy pay that out of pocket. The remaining 5% of elderly in Bermuda were uninsured as of 2009. And just to put, again, to put this in context, Bermuda is a country of about 65,000 individuals, about 6,500 of whom are seniors 65 and over. So the goal of the Future Care program was, and the commitment of the government, was to develop a health plan for citizens age 65 and older to ensure good access to effective, safe, coordinated, and patient-centered health care. Now, these are really the goals of the program. What I'm going to be presenting today is really, think about it as the first step, not unlike what is currently going on at the national level in the United States. Healthcare reform in the U.S., although it is a huge step, is still just one step along the road to a reformed healthcare delivery system. Similarly, Future Care is not the entire redesign of the Bermuda healthcare delivery system. It's the first step to ensuring guaranteed access for all seniors. The purpose of our study and our consulting work for the government was to do a few things. One was to conduct a policy analysis of alternative design features for Future Care based on an examination of international experience, and in particular the U.S. experience under the Medicare program, and then looking at a pre-post comparison of healthcare expenditures among seniors when looking at alternative policy scenarios or design features for the benefit package. Our goal was to present three benefit plan options to the government that satisfy the following demands. We needed to, and this was not really part of our original sort of instructions or negotiations with the government, but basically what emerged soon after we began working on this was that the government was only going to be able to afford an expansion of about $10 million. Now, to put that in context, that represents about 10% of the total national budget for healthcare expenditures in Bermuda. So it actually represented a pretty significant expansion, but this was at a time when the government was considering cuts in all other programs of 10% across the board. The other requirement for our policy analysis was to make cost projections and to highlight the trade-offs between alternative benefit designs so that the cabinet could make an informed choice among basically similar but slightly different benefit packages. I've already described the senior population. In terms of our availability, the availability of data for us to do these policy simulations, we were able to get data on Bermuda citizens and long-term residents 65 and older. We had baseline expenditure data from both the Ministry of Health, which I mentioned earlier provides about coverage for about 45% of seniors through the basic HIP plan and the government employees' health insurance plan for retirees of government employees. And then in addition, we were able to get some limited claims data from the three private insurers who cooperated to various degrees with us in providing claims data on their clients who were 65 and older. But the bulk of the data that we had access to actually came through the government employees' health insurance program. We also, Bermuda Department of Social Insurance conducts several population-based surveys, one of which is an expenditure survey that doesn't, it's certainly not as detailed as the medical expenditure panel survey in the United States, but nevertheless asks some excellent questions about healthcare expenditures for various categories of services, including health insurance premiums, out-of-pocket drug expenditures, and outpatient utilization and expenditures. So we had access to that survey, and there were about 650 seniors who responded to that survey out of about 6,500 seniors who live on the island. With regard to the implementation, design and implementation feature, our goal, we began this project in May of 2008 with the goal that there would be implementation of this by April 1st of 2009. Excuse me, through the Department of Social Insurance. The government's goal was for there to be cost sharing, roughly 25% from the individual and 75% from the government. So this was never intended to be a fully subsidized program. And it's consistent with the sort of the tradition in Bermuda that, and we were told this early on, that people do expect to pay for healthcare. They don't expect for the government to provide total coverage, totally at no individual cost. But this level of cost sharing represents obviously a substantial additional contribution by the government relative to current what seniors currently faced. I already mentioned that the commitment was to spend no more than $10 million in fiscal year 2010. And that's in addition to the current subsidies that are available to the elderly. And then the other implementation feature was that eligibility for this program, at least in the first year, would be limited to people who were currently uninsured or on the basic HIP program, which again is basically just hospital insurance. Think about it as a catastrophic policy with very little, if any, coverage for ambulatory care. What's that? Oh, okay. All right, I'm taking much too long to give this presentation. I apologize, so I'm going to have to rush here to wrap it up. I should have taken my watch off. To summarize very quickly, we developed three policy options for the government, which we started with the basis, the government employees health insurance program as the basic benefit package, and then did some tweaking. The primary difference between the three options that we developed, and these are labeled 3A, A, B, and C because they actually represent the third set of options that we presented to the cabinet. Basically, with regard to reimbursing doctors and hospitals, options 3A and B were the same payment scheme as the current government employees health insurance program. In C, we were proposing an RBRVS system, which was viewed as desirable but probably politically infeasible at this point in time. It might be a goal to work towards, but it would be too much change at once. Dental care was expanded under option 3B. Currently, seniors in the HIP program have limited dental benefits, but this would have expanded it considerably. So the recommendation of our team was option 3B, and you know, frankly, this recommendation in a sense reflected what we were told informally was the preference of the cabinet committee that was advising us. So I can honestly say that this was not wholly an independent recommendation that we arrived at, but we were meshing our recommendation with what the cabinet thought was politically desirable. So those slides, just I don't have time to go through those. But to get to the cost implications, option 3B, which was adopted by the cabinet in February, basically would charge a monthly premium of $260 a month to seniors. And remember, these are people who are currently paying about $200 a month, so it's about a $60 a month increase. The government's paying an additional $265 a month on behalf of the elderly. Already is paying $513 a month for the basic hospital benefit for a total cost of about $1,038 a month. So in conclusion, option 3B was proposed and adopted in February of 2009 began being implemented in April 1st. This involved the transfer of eligible seniors in HIP to the Future Care program on that date. The budget was within the $10,000 cap that was essentially given to us. But there are ongoing issues, including the ongoing financing of this program. We recommended payroll tax financing, which is not being done. It's being financed through general revenue. And we also recommended that there be additional premium subsidies for low-income seniors, which the government is supportive of but has not implemented it at this time. So there's ongoing work that needs to be done to make this program securely financed and to really provide comprehensive benefits for all Bermuda seniors. Thank you very much.